It is December 13th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Sam Bankman-Fried did not show up for the Senate Banking Committee after all, and he had the best excuse. He had been charged by U.S. authorities and arrested by Bahamian authorities at the request of the U.S. Mr. SBF was in custody and charged with orchestrating a scheme to defraud equity investors in FTX Trading Limited, FTX, the crypto trading platform of which he was the CEO and co-founder. And investigations are ongoing for, quote, other securities law violations and into other entities and persons relating to the alleged misconduct, unquote. Forbes was able to get its hands on a copy of testimony that SBF was to deliver to the Senate Banking Committee, and it showed all the people he blamed for the fall of FTX. Introspection and honesty seemed to be lost. Call this ineffective altruism. And if it were not bad enough for Sam, his parents are under scrutiny as well, the New York Times reports, though no evidence has emerged linking them to the potentially criminal practices that caused the exchange to implode. Meanwhile, SBF is not the only crypto king who has problems with the law. Reuters has an exclusive report that prosecutors are split over whether to bring charges against individual Binance executives, including founder Chengpeng Zhao. As you can imagine, that is causing some investors to question keeping their crypto at Binance, and the crypto exchange is seeing an outflow of crypto. And Coinbase, in its transparency report, said law enforcement requests rose 66% from a year ago, up to 12,320. Turkey is printing its highest value banknote at a record rate amid runaway inflation. You might think this high value banknote might be used for money laundering, but you would be wrong. The 200 lira note is worth about $10.73. I was in a Zoom meeting yesterday with FIA's Emma Davey, who was wearing what looked like an Easter-themed sweater. When I asked her about it, she said it was very cold there in the UK, and it was a very warm wool sweater. This proved the thesis that even in a work-from-home environment, the 90-10 rule applies. The 90-10 rule is that when it's above 90 degrees Fahrenheit or below 10 degrees Fahrenheit, then you dress for the weather, even if it looks like you have the wrong holiday. The 90-10 rule applies even if you use Celsius instead of Fahrenheit. It would be the 30.2222 and minus 12.2222 rule in Celsius, which is just not as sexy. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited, HKEX, is looking to hire a Vice President Business Development Buy-Side North America for HKEX US LLC. Tasty Trade is being rebranded as Tasty Live, so all the content you are used to getting is now available at tastylive.com. The Purdue University men's basketball team has moved into the number one spot in the AP poll of the top-ranked men's basketball teams. The Boilermakers were ranked number four last week. This is the second year in a row they have been ranked number one. Let's hope they can hold on to it longer than they did last year when they were quickly upset. So far, it is a nice Christmas gift for us Boiler alums. The World Business Council for Sustainable Development has published a draft of Roadmaps to Nature Positive Guidelines, a tool to help business businesses implement and iterate nature-related target setting and financial risk assessments. This draft is part of a broader partnership with the Task Force on Nature-Related Financial Disclosures, the Science-Based Targets Network, and the emerging guidelines from the International Sustainability Board, the ISSB. WBCSD is requesting feedback on the roadmap's draft. You can register your interest and access the survey prior to the 31st of January, 2023. The draft is available for review with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our options discovery piece of the week. Introduction to Options Greeks and Options Theory. CQG's VP of Execution Technology, Kevin Darby, talks options and tech with JLN's Alex Tang. In this Options Discovery full interview, Kevin Darby, the Vice President of Execution Technology at CQG, breaks down the basics of options theory and the options Greeks. Kevin also talks about new technology at CQG and describes the recent announcement on the joint innovation lab between CQG and Nuts Finance called Optio Research. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from The Trade. Asset managers must diversify trading counterparties to deliver best outcome, finds new report. Asset managers that use independent market makers as direct liquidity partners report lower execution costs and fewer issues accessing continuous liquidity during periods of intense volatility, finds data from Acuity. A new survey of European asset managers has found that 71% of those that use independent market makers as direct liquidity partners started to do so in the last 3 years, coinciding with the rise in market stress. However, only a third of the bloc's top asset managers currently engage with IMMs directly, suggesting significant room for growth. My comment, this is something I've said forever, that the best markets have the most participants. If you're playing a game with concentrated party on the other side, it is not a good market. It is too much power for the concentrated party or parties. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Why heart attacks rise during the holiday season. Heart problems are more common in December, but watching for symptoms and getting early care can help. People often put off going to the doctor during the holidays, but they shouldn't ignore signs of heart problems that can arise during the festive season. Winter and especially the holidays are the time when heart attacks and other cardiovascular problems spike, doctors say. More cardiac deaths happen on December 25th, 26th, and January 1st than any other days of the year, research has shown. Heart disease, which includes heart attacks, is the leading cause of death in the U.S. year-round. Quiet. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was the bloc resigns after failure. Quiet. Our top story Monday was the bloc CEO resigns after failure to disclose loans from Bankman-Fried's Alameda. From the bloc, tied for second place were the 50 best wines under $50 right now from Alto Adige to New Zealand from Bloomberg, and FTX collapse shakes up Chicago crypto market, where its U.S. trading platform was going to be the next big thing from the Chicago Tribune. Third was Microsoft to buy 4% of London Stock Exchange Group on cloud deal from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from FT Alphaville. SBF charged with orchestrating a massive years-long fraud, the adventures of fiat at FTX. And there it is. The U.S. Securities and Exchange has leveled the first formal charges against Sam Bankman-Fried, and the watchdog doesn't mince its words. FT Alphaville's bold emphasis and in the painfully stark charge sheet below, and some of our comments further down. HT to hat tip to Kadam Schuber for the document. Don't forget that criminal charges are also expected to be unsealed later today. Rest in peace, the conspiracy theories that predicted that SBF's political donations would shield him from prosecution. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. U.S. reveals charges against Sam Bankman-Fried. SEC case alleging FTX founder defrauded investors comes ahead of criminal indictment expected on Tuesday. U.S. securities regulators have charged Sam Bankman-Fried with defrauding investors in his recently bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX, the first move in an expected onslaught of criminal and civil charges following his arrest in the Bahamas late on Monday. And then from the Financial Times, the headline, brokers braced for big overhaul of U.S. stock market trading rules. Four SEC proposals aimed at lowering investor costs would be broadest shakeup since 2005. Banks, trading firms, and brokers are bracing for the biggest overhaul of U.S. stock trading in almost two decades, with the release on Wednesday of plans designed primarily to lower costs for small investors. The Securities and Exchange Commission is set to vote on four proposals aimed at pushing brokers and market-making firms to execute deals at the best price available and prove this was done. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.